Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to stop your legs from swinging when riding. So, swinging legs are a frustrating problem. Not only are they unsightly, but swinging legs also have a detrimental impact on the effectiveness of your leg aids, your seat aids, and your overall balance in the saddle. Now, if you want to continue to move up the dressage levels, then it's paramount that you have a stable lower leg in which you can give clear and accurate aids. So in this podcast episode, we're going to explore why swinging legs are a problem. We're going to look at some reasons why your legs may be swinging and how to correct this issue. But first up, let's talk about where do you want your legs to be? So in a nutshell, you want your legs to be below your seat. So try not to think of sitting in the saddle because that often puts you into a chair position, which is where your bum is pushed backwards and your legs are pushed forwards. Instead, try to think of standing in the saddle, as kind of like you would on the ground, except your legs are slightly wider and you have a slight bend in your knee. Now, if you have your body in the correct position and alignment, so your legs are below your seat, then from the side, you should be able to draw a straight line through your ear, shoulder, hip, and heel. Now, this is your vertical line. So each body part is stacked on top of the other and it runs perpendicular to the ground. Now, I like to describe this as stacking your skeleton. Now, if you are in a chair position, so again with your bum backwards and your leg forwards, then you will not have this vertical line. Now, the whole reason why this ear, shoulder, hip, heel alignment works is because it's based on the natural force of gravity. So when each part of your skeleton is stacked on top of each other, then gravity will work to help ground you. It will help to stabilize your core and it will keep you balanced over your horse's center of gravity. Now, along with being in the correct alignment, here are a few more qualities that your legs should have. So your legs should drape down from your hips and they should hang naturally due to their own weight. Now you should have a bend in your knees and this allows your legs to absorb some of your horse's movement and your knee joints should be relaxed and supple. Now your inner thighs should rest lightly and passively on the saddle without gripping and your knees and your toes should point forwards. Now the balls of your feet should be resting in the stirrup irons with your weight naturally, not forced, with your weight naturally falling down into the front of your heels. Now, don't push the weight down into the back of your heels because this can cause you to force your heels too far down and that can result in your ankle joint becoming rigid and unable to absorb movement. So the weight should be naturally falling down into the front of your heels. So now that we know where our legs should be and how they should hang, let's now talk about swinging. So why are swinging legs a problem when you are training and riding your horse? Here are four reasons why. So the first one is ineffective leg aids. So for your leg aids to be effective, they need to hang quietly and passively. Now, constant swinging back and forth creates a lot of background noise for your horse, and therefore it makes it difficult for him to identify your leg aids amongst all that movement. Now, this results in you having to use bigger and more obvious aids, which can ruin the harmony between you and your horse, And it can also make it very difficult for you to put your horse in front of your leg. Now, the second problem with swinging legs is that it leads to an ineffective seat and ineffective weight aids. So if your legs are not stable and they're not in line with your center of gravity, as we talked about earlier, then you will be unable to use your seat and your weight aids effectively. Now, this then leads us into problem three, which is ineffective bending aids. So the combination of problem one and problem two, which was ineffective leg aids and ineffective seat and weight aids, these combined mean that you will ultimately have ineffective bending aids. So this means that you will be unable to bend your horse correctly for circles, turns, and corners, and you'll also be unable to position him for lateral movements. And then finally, problem number four is that all of this leads to an unstable position. So without your legs below your center of gravity, you will lack security in the saddle. So should your horse spook or make a sudden change of direction or speed, then it may result in you doing an involuntary dismount. Okay, so now that we know why we don't want our legs to swing, let's talk about how not to stop your legs from swinging. Because often, when riders try to stop this movement, they focus solely on trying to keep their legs as still as possible. Now, sadly, this can lead them into doing one or more of the following incorrect things. So it can cause them to wrap their legs tightly around their horse. It can cause them to grip with their knees. It can cause them to stiffen their leg and hold it rigid. It can also cause them to force too much weight down into their heels. And it can cause them to push their lower legs forwards as though they were riding a Harley-Davidson motorbike. Now, the problem with all of this is that they're trying to keep their legs still. But remember that you are on the back of a moving horse. And although you don't want your legs to be swinging, you can't just hold them still. Your legs need to remain soft for them to be able to absorb the movement of your horse underneath you. So your goal is to have a stable and a supple leg, not a still leg. So now that we know how not to do it, let's now take a look at why your legs may swing and how to go about correcting it. So there are several possible reasons why your legs may be swinging when you ride. Now, to help you correct this fault, we're going to run through a logical checklist that you can follow. Now, you need to tick off each one before moving on to the next one. And as you work your way through this list, one of the reasons should stand out for you personally, which will be the leading cause of your swinging legs. Okay, so let's start with reason number one, which is also step number one. And this is all about your saddle and your stirrup length. Because your legs could be swinging simply because the saddle is not a good fit for you, and or your stirrups are too long. Now, often riders have an incorrect or an unstable leg position because the saddle is preventing them from sitting in the correct alignment and in the correct balance. Now, of course, your saddle should fit your horse, but it should also fit you too, and it should help you to sit in the correct alignment. Now, furthermore, if your stirrups are too long, then this can cause your legs to swing backward and forward, again resulting in an unbalanced position and an unstable seat. So now let's move on to reason number two and step two. And this is all about not sitting correctly. So in the previous step, you should have checked your saddle and you should have checked your stirrup length. Now, if both of these are correct for you, then you should have no excuse for not sitting correctly. So as we discussed earlier in this podcast, you should have that vertical line through your ear, shoulder, hip, and heel. Now, you should also have a three-point seat. Now, a three-point seat is created by both of your seat bones and your pubic bone, hence the 3 points. Now, most of your weights should be distributed evenly over your two seat bones, whilst at the same time you should maintain a light contact between your pubic bone and the saddle. Now, the underside of your seat should be in contact with the saddle, and your pelvis should be upright. Now, you need to imagine your pelvis as a bucket of water. So if your pelvis tips too far forward or too far back, then water will spill out. Now, although your pelvis should swing with your horse's movement, it must remain upright, and therefore the bucket must keep the water inside of it. Now, if you do not have this correct body alignment and this correct seat position, then not only will you be either ahead or behind your horse's movement, but your legs will also tend to swing around as your body tries to stabilize itself and stay with your horse's movement. So it's really important that you check you have the correct alignment in your body and you also have the correct seat. Now, here's a little exercise that you can try to make sure that your legs are in the correct position. So what you can do is at halt, you can stand up in your stirrups without holding onto the reins or balancing with your hands on your horse's neck or on the saddle. So basically, you just need to stand straight up and allow the weight to sink down into the front of your heels. Now, when you can stand up without falling either forwards or backwards and without leaning forwards from the waist or from the hips, then you can try the same exercise in walk and also in trot. Again, you're going to be standing up. Now, in order for you to be able to do this exercise successfully, your legs must find the correct position below your center of gravity. If your legs are swinging back and forwards, then you will not be able to stand up and you will not be able to keep your balance. So this is a good exercise for you to try at home. But now let's move on to reason number 3 and also step 3. So your legs could be swinging because your horse is not in front of your leg. So if your horse is not responding to your leg aids and you are having to constantly use your legs to keep him moving, then this can develop a swinging leg. Now, if this is your problem, then you need to train your horse to be more responsive to your driving aids so that you don't have to keep using your legs all the time. So what you can do is you can ride your horse forwards into trot and then deliberately stop pushing him forwards. Instead, just hang your legs straight down and don't use them. And then when your horse slows down, give him one big kick, or more than one if he doesn't react. And then as soon as you do get a reaction from him, let your legs hang down still again. Now keep repeating this. So every time he slows down, give him one big reminder with your legs and then stop using your legs again. Eventually, your horse will get the message to keep going without you having to keep continually aiding him. You will then be free to concentrate on breaking your habit of continually nagging with your legs, which is what makes your horse dull to your leg aid in the first place. So now let's move on to reason number 4 and step 4, which is that your legs could be swinging because you are using your legs incorrectly. So as we discussed at the beginning of this podcast, your legs should hang down naturally from your hips, and there should be a slight bend in your knee, and the stirrups should rest on the balls of your feet with your weight dropping down in front of your heel. And you should do all of this whilst maintaining that ear, shoulder, hip, heel alignment. Now, you should not try to hold your legs purposely on or purposely off your horse. Nor should you try to hold your legs forward or back, unless of course you are aiding your horse. Instead, just allow your legs to drop naturally, creating a passive and a breathable contact with your horse's sides. Now, your thighs should lay flat against the saddle, and your inner thigh muscle should be totally relaxed. Now, when you come to use your legs, you should close the inside flat of your calf muscle against your horse's side. Now, do not contract your calf muscles, because if you contract your calf muscles, this will cause you to draw your heels up. Instead, what you want to do is you want to close your leg by contracting your adductor muscles, which are on the inside of your thighs, before returning them to their relaxed state again. So you have a relaxed inner thigh, you then contract your inner thigh to kind of squeeze inwards and to close the flat of your calf against your horse's side, and then you relax your leg again. Now, if you apply your leg aids incorrectly, so say, for example, you draw up from your heels, or you contract your calf muscles, or you clamp with your knees, all of these faults can cause tightness in your lower leg. Again, you are on a moving horse, and this tightness then prevents your legs from absorbing your horse's movement, and instead it causes them to swing like a pendulum. So it's really important that you have this soft, supple leg, and when you apply your leg aids, you do so by adducting those inner thigh muscles to squeeze your legs inwards. Now, let's move on to the final step and the final reason, which is number 5, and this is that you've developed a habit. So if you've been through our checklist and you've followed the steps that we've just talked about, so you've checked your saddle fit and your stirrup length, you've made sure that you're sitting correctly, you've made sure that your horse is responding to your driving aids, and you've made sure that you are using your legs correctly. If you've ticked all of those boxes and you are still experiencing a swinging leg, then you've probably developed a habit of doing so. Now, unfortunately, this is the most challenging fix of them all, because habits are very tough to break. Now, riding with shorter stirrups and a lighter seat may be helpful, because your legs will need to remain stable directly below your centre of gravity for you to keep your balance. Now, you can also try riding in a stiffer pair of boots or gaiters. Now, although softer ones might seem more comfortable, stiffer ones will help to support your ankle, and they may also help to keep your lower leg still. Now, if all of these options fail, you could try using training straps. And these are basically straps that attach to your stirrups and then attach to your girth to help hold them still. Now, this isn't an ideal solution for the long term, because it prevents you from achieving a correct outside leg position. So when you need to bring your outside leg behind the girth, which is needed for things such as correct canter strike-offs, bending and lateral work. But as a short-term measure, the training straps may be helpful to help you break the habit. So to wrap this episode up, swinging legs present a real problem, because it results in an unstable position and it also interferes with your leg aids. Now, to help you prevent or correct this problem, check your saddle and your stirrup length. Ensure that you are sitting in the correct alignment with a correct 3-point seat. Address your horse's responsiveness and make sure that you are using your legs correctly. Now, breaking the habit of swinging legs can be challenging, but with focus, patience and determination, it is possible. And by addressing your swinging legs, you can improve your communication with your horse, along with your overall performance and harmony. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.